I got into the hospital. Yes, they were able to treat me, and I'm now out of the hospital. And I was there for 25, 26 hours maximum. And my overall experience was excellent. This is what happened. I went, got down there as quick as I could, went in, was expected, and was put into a waiting room for a few minutes, then taken up to a bedroom, a bedroom of my own, and then they told me what they were going to do. And I had to sit there and wait for a consultant to come along and assess me, which he did. I actually forget how long that took, but let's just say it might have taken about an hour before he came. I was given a cup of tea. And he came and he said, yes, we'll do this. And my biggest concern was, am I going to get out this evening? And I asked, and he said, well, no, you'll have to stay in overnight. And I think he might have told me that after the operation, they'd have to change the dressing tomorrow. So I stayed. Oh, yes, the biggest shock, and indeed the best part of the entire experience, was the anaesthetist. The anaesthetist gave, you know, when I was up in the, where they were going to do the, no, came to the bed. The anaesthetist came to the bed, gave me whatever they gave me, whatever chemicals they gave me into my arm. And I lay there thinking, when am I going to fall asleep? When am I going to fall asleep? And then I blinked, or it felt like as if I blinked, and discovered that it had all happened. I'd been in theatre for half an hour, and the job was done. And it was hard to believe that I'd ever left my bed or left the room where I was waiting to go into theatre. The whole thing was, if you like, delightful. I wasn't in any pain. I got fed. The food was good enough for me. And all the staff were very pleasant and efficient, and you know, I thanked everybody, and they all deserve to be thanked. And I came out yesterday afternoon at about, I don't know, 3 o'clock or something. And I have to now, here's what the worst part of it, the very worst part of it all, is that I cannot play golf. I'm told I shouldn't play golf for the next 4 weeks. Now, this is very bad news for me, because I do an awful lot of Toastmasters, and golf is my counterbalance to Toastmasters. It's my get out in the fresh air and do stuff. I'm out in the fresh air walking Louis, my dog, so the dog will now have to get longer walks. But 4 weeks, and the dressing has to be changed every 2 days for the moment. Presumably it'll go to 3 and 4 at some stage, but 2 days. And I have this wound, and that's why I have to have the dressing changed, which is that they basically took a bit out of my back and stuffed it with something. So I call it, I think it's called packing, but I call it stuffing. I joke to some people that, oh, it's probably something made up of, from pigs. I believe they're quite good for involved in some treatments of adults. So that's it. And I'm able to walk, I'm able to drive car, I'm certainly able to watch television. And I watched quite a bit of Broken Play yesterday in the semi-final of the cricket, what's called the 100 in the UK. Was on TV. So there we are, that's my report. I'll attach some kind of a photograph here, but I'm reluctant to attach a photograph of the actual state of my back after they did the operation. One of my brothers balked at that and said, no, there's no way I want to see that. So I don't think there's much chance that other people will want to see it. All this trouble was caused by an ingrowing hair. That's the that I was left untreated for by me, or not regarded as serious by me for perhaps as much as 10 years. I'm not quite sure. But there we are. Glad to report. Great treatment. Great anaesthetist. Superb, what do you call him? A surgeon. At least so far, I think. And fabulous staff at the Bon Secours Hospital in Cork.